This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bob's Bavarian birthday tomorrow. Y'all better get on Twitter and let him know. He's celebrating his birthday tomorrow at 119th and Knoll.
That's right.
I'm kidding.
Watching the Royals build a new stadium.
Well, they may not be moving now.
Why?
They don't have any offense.
Well played.
No
well played.
Offense.
Yeah.
The Royals were bad last night, and we don't need to talk about them anymore because it's just going to make me angry, and it's Friday.
And you don't want to be angry going into the weekend, going into my birthday weekend. You mentioned the big Bavarian pretzel, $9.65 at the landing next Thursday. $9.65 gets you the big Bob's Bavarian
you
big
get
pretzel.
Two, right? Right?
Get two of those pretzels for $9.65. So if you don't, Maloney will throw in the other one for free.
Bob's
rub his head.
Yeah. Bob's going to eat two to himself. Mac, you and I can split them. We can
look at Mac's like, don't talk for me.
You don't know. You can eat two of those?
Two of those and some chicken
tenders.
Have
you seen what our dolls look like?
Yeah, the dolls. The dolls are going to be realistic if you eat two of those pretzels by yourself.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
And then Maller's tenders as well. You got to get the dry rub.
I think I'm going to say this now. I think I'm going to get there at 5 o'clock.
We got eighth grade dance that night, so I'll be rolling maybe at the 18th pick.
Nice.
I think I'm going to get there at 5 o'clock, get my seat,
yeah,
you know, get my food, and then leave as soon as the first pick's taken.
Like, all right,
yeah,
see
right?
You guys.
Then peace out. But you saw yesterday Mason showed up at the house, and, you know.
I did.
Yeah, how'd that go?
It was fine. It was about 3 seconds. I mean, just showed up, and I tried to get in the picture. They're like, please get out of this picture. And then I'm like, okay, fine.
Did he hit all the check boxes? We had the sign.
He had the sign.
Corny saying?
Yeah, some
Pun
Morgan
or
Wallen thing,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
I'm no Morgan Wallen, but will you go to the dance with me or something like that?
There's a song title in there, but yes.
Wasted on you.
Yeah, I'm kidding. I don't know what it was, but I'm just recapping real fast because nobody cares.
Bouquet of flowers.
Bouquet of flowers.
Picture.
Yep. Picture.
Nailed
yep.
It.
Slides and socks.
Yep. I knew that. Yeah.
Slides and socks.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, he's eighth grade. I mean, it's all they wear. Yep. Crocs and socks or slides and socks.
Was he nervous or?
No, his dad sat in the car.
So I always wonder. I always wonder this about you
because
you brought up the story at the carpool lane. Mr. Fesco, can I get your auto? Or whatever
yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
Do you ever have like guys that date your daughters that are like, so, hey man, my dad's like a huge fan. Can you go out and say hi to him?
I haven't had that yet. No.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
All right.
I think once they get to know me, they realize I don't want to meet this guy.
Never mind.
Yeah. Like, hey man.
Yeah.
Hey, you got anything on the stadium?
Yeah.
Please go.
Yeah.
Please go.
You're joking, but you're not. Like,
no,
you're not wrong.
No.
You're not wrong. It's all anybody wants to talk about, Dusty. I mean, it's unbelievable. Anywhere I go, it's like, what's going on with the stadium? Like, it's the biggest gossip column in town, right?
Yeah.
I say, I don't know what's going on. The best deal they're going to get is 119th and Knoll. We'll see what happens.
Dustman Stewie's tonight. The boys are all coming out tonight. Well, let's do it. I'll go to Stewie's. I got nothing going on tomorrow. I got nothing going on tonight. I do have a lot going on tonight. A lot of yard work, a lot of errands to be ran because we're going to get flooded out this weekend. But what's being flooded out right now is more North Carolina news.
Oh, boy. This is the headline from the New York Post this morning. They're not loving the Bill Belichick experience in North Carolina as concerns linger. That's what Tom Curran, who covered the Patriots for 30 years up there in Boston, explains how things have been going down at UNC since Bill Belichick has taken over as the head football coach. From the rumblings I heard, this is not recent, and this is a month or two ago. They're not loving the Bill Belichick experience if you're an everyday employee down there, which is probably what a lot of the people here in 2000 felt when Bill came aboard and said, I don't know if I like this. It's uncomfortable, Curran said Thursday on WEEI radio station. Belichick's transition from being arguably, yes, the greatest coach in NFL history to a first-time college head coach is one of the biggest storylines entering the season. So apparently Bill Belichick is making it uncomfortable down there. They're running it the Patriot way, and people don't like that. I'll ask you guys this question. Whose fault is that? Is that Bill Belichick's fault to adapt to them? Or is it their fault because they got to adapt to a new boss in town? How do you think that should be?
I think if I can explain it quickly, I would say that in the NFL, it is the players who should adapt to the coach. In college, they're younger. I think the coach needs to adapt to the culture of the players. And maybe I'm wrong, and maybe that's not the right take. But I just think that, like, if you're coming into a new place and an unfamiliar territory, you have not coached college football. Maybe it's time for you to get to know them and see how they like to do things, and then you can sprinkle in your Belichickisms to them. Whereas the NFL, you get drafted by the New England Patriots, like, damn, that's Bill Belichick. I need to go get it with him and, like, see what he expects from a pro player standpoint. That's just quick, real quick, mm-hmm. You know, Dusty Likens talking out of his ass sort of thing about this situation. That's how I look upon it.
Yeah, what do you think, Mac?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of different than you, Dusty. I'm kind of like, this is Bill Belichick. This is his way. You hired him. You're getting what you get. And if you don't like the kind of war room intense, you better be strict regulations, strict rules. You better be on time. Better leave late, sort of thing. Like, then you signed up for the wrong package here. And if you're 19, you're coming in, like, you better be on board with the culture that I'm setting, because I'm Bill Belichick and I'm the greatest football
coach.
Talking about
the people
coach.
Who are there, the employees that have been at North Carolina,
yeah, even
for
more
a long
so
time.
For them,
because it's not like they've had a successful football program down there. I mean, let's call it what it is. They've been mid at best, right?
Mid, yeah.
And so here comes this new guy. He's changing things over, but also too on a college campus. I think we can all know Betty's been in that office for 40 years.
Yeah.
She's seen every coach. She knows where everybody's buried, all that kind of stuff, right? You got Helen, you got Bruce, you got all these people that have been around these organizations for a long time that have been doing it their way. I think there does have to be some give and take, because coaching at the collegiate level is not coaching in the NFL. It is night and day different. It would be like going to an Italian restaurant, loving the meal, and then starting a Mediterranean restaurant and hiring that Italian chef to come in there and be this Mediterranean chef. And you're like, it's not the same at all. There's got to be adjustments. There's got to be change. There's got to be different ways of doing things. It's got to be a give and take in those type of situations. And so I think there's blame on both sides. I think, yeah, obviously you come in as a new head coach, you're going to put your way in place. But also, too, you have to kind of respect some of the people that have been there forever and a day that have been doing things a certain way. So I think there just has to be, you know, some give and take, especially since you never had this been an NFL team. I'd say you pound sand anybody else didn't want Bill Belichick. But he's never coached at the collegiate level before. And I think there is a learning curve for him as much as anybody.
Right. And there's also the whole thing going on with his girlfriend where she's like,
jeez.
Getting roster information, giving out play cards and all that.
Let's say she has to be included on every email.
Yes.
I mean, that makes you wonder if he can remember the, I'm joking. Like,
she's
what's
like his agent or something like that. Or it's like, maybe not his agent, but she's like his, not
like assistant. Like, I don't know, dude. It's weird.
I don't know.
And then they just signed their transfer quarterback. This guy from, what do we say? Alabama, Birmingham or South Alabama yesterday, Gio Lopez, 2 years, $4 million. Man, I wish we could get Mahomes on that kind of deal.
Yeah, jeez, seriously.
Right. Somebody says, no, Dusty, you can't let the inmates run the system. I mean, that's fair, but I'm just saying, like, if the controversy is, like, you know, do we go to him or do they go to us? I don't know. I just think that, like,
I think there has to be a give and take on both sides. Hey, yeah. I've won 6 Super Bowls. This is how we've done it in the pros.
Yeah,
but I've been here for 40 years. This is how the collegiate level works. But now with NIL and all this other stuff in place, I mean, you may get a little more of the professional side of things. But still, at the end of the day, colleges are insulated. They're their own, like, warm little, you know, petri dish where everybody loves each other and they do it for their college and their university. There has to be some respect. Like, you have to respect the traditions at college more than you have to do in the pros.
Oh, for sure.
From the 816, shouldn't this conversation have been had before they hired him?
Well, you would think. Yes.
Exactly right. And the other text is Billy B did sell his college program as a pro style program. That's kind of his selling point.
Yeah.
And again, if he goes out there in the first 8 games of the season, they go, hey, no, everybody forgets.
Nobody cares. Right.
No one cares. Yep.
That's the problem with like sports is that there's so much time between what happens and then what gets played that you just have your mind rolling nonstop. Like think about all these people that think they know like who's getting drafted where and all these stories that come out and all these sort of situations that happen. And then the season starts and you don't even remember the offseason.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. Right. You know, don't remember any of these storylines.
Like, oh, that's right. He did have bad blood with a certain team and they didn't want him. And then he got traded to this team. And it's like, I forgot all about
like
that.
Like Jalen Ramsey and Tyreek Hill.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that because I saw this on NFL Rumors yesterday. Ooh. How about this is a trending article from Yahoo Sports. They give a trade scenario. You ready for this one?
Okay.
Eagles trade Devonta Smith to the Dolphins for Jalen Ramsey and they swap first round picks.
The Eagles got worse.
Yeah, they got a better pick though, which makes me scared for Howie Roseman. But yeah.
Oh yeah, I see.
But not only that, that Dolphins receiving room is nasty, dude. Waddle, Smith, and Tyreek.
They don't have a quarterback though.
I mean, true. They do, and he better be able to play with those three guys as his options. I mean, that'd be a nasty offense.
And Devon Achane.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, awesome. I look at it and I say this. You don't have a quarterback, though, because you constantly are adding weapons for this guy. Like, eventually, you know, either poop or get off the pot, bro. Yeah. Like we can't go get Justin Jefferson next.
Yeah, I'm way out on Tua.
I am, too.
Way out.
Yeah.
Well, I'm also just way out because every time he goes back and almost gets sacked, I'm like, ugh.
I know.
Well,
I
just, yeah, you fear. You know what I mean? Yeah. Fear for the guy.
Oh.
ESPN just ran the Aaron Rodgers tweet of meeting in person is greater than being on the phone. That's awesome.
Good.
That's great. Yes. ESPN going with it too. Like, we don't care what you said.
Let's let everyone see that. Yep.
Yeah.
This is from the Twitter world. There's it's called like the Mizzoudcast. It's like a Missouri podcast. SEC fans, Missouri is boring and doesn't do anything extraordinary. Missouri, oh yeah. And there's an article, world's largest rubber duck fair coming to Missouri State Fair this year. That seems pretty exciting. You think all the Jeep people will pull up?
No.
Everybody's going to the duck fair? God, Bill Belichick, man, what a story.
It is. It's compelling.
Since day one, like literally day one, it's like a week goes by. Oh, here he is on the beach posing with his girlfriend doing the airplane.
Yep.
And then the next one, oh, she's on the field in like a trench coat that's like Carolina blue handing out play sheets. Oh, then there's this story.
If Tony Dungy...
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims.
Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wants to lay into somebody, he ought to lay into Bill Belichick, right?
Damn right, no doubt about it.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.